Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. We've met the man John the Baptist and discussed his character, and now we are on to his message, the proclamation in reference to Jesus that, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And last time we began our discussion on this second part of the statement, although it comes first, is second in the order in which I am teaching this. Lamb of God. And we said in the Old Testament scripture, the Lamb is typified. The Lamb is a type of Christ. That's first. The second thing we want to say about the Lamb in the Bible is the Lamb is prophesied. The Lamb is typified and the Lamb is prophesied. Listen to Genesis chapter 22, verses 7 and 8. Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father." And Abraham said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. In this chapter, Abraham exercised great faith in God and is found taking his beloved son Isaac to be sacrificed at the command of God. The mere fact Abraham is willing to sacrifice Isaac shows you the depth of this man's faith. What I want you to notice is that the matter at hand is again sacrifice. Something has to be sacrificed to God. And what is that something? It is a lamb. That's why Isaac asks, "Where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Isaac, who is, by the way, a grown man himself by now, he is not a child or even a teenager here. In fact, he's likely 30 years of age. Isaac recognizes that a sacrifice will be made to God, and he knows that God requires an unblemished, perfect little lamb. But because they do not have the lamb, Isaac inquires of his dad. Note Abraham's faith. God will provide for himself the lamb. That is what author A.W. Pink is calling prophecy. I agree. What Abraham does is give Isaac a here and now answer that doubles as an answer for the future. Abraham answers for the present and the future. How so? Well, keep reading and you will see that God does provide a kind of lamb down in verse 13. That is sacrificed and Isaac is spared. But when we go careening down the pages of Scripture and come over into the New Testament, this whole true story of Abraham being asked to sacrifice Isaac makes total sense. God set this up to be a prophetic moment. And by prophetic, I mean Abraham correctly foresees the future with his statement, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering." And that lamb that God provided, we find out pages and pages and chapters and all that long time later, that lamb that God provided is Jesus Christ. God is using the events of the true story of Abraham sacrificing Isaac to say this. A father will sacrifice his only deeply loved son. God the Father will sacrifice Jesus the Son as a lamb is killed on an altar, so Jesus is killed on a cross. As the unblemished, perfect lamb animal is slaughtered, so too is Jesus the perfect, unblemished, sinless Lamb of God to be the final sacrifice of sin for all people for all time. At the time of Genesis 22, Abraham and Isaac and the others had not met Jesus in person. They did not know of Jesus Christ as we know him today. They couldn't. Jesus wasn't even born in human flesh for a long time. But, and this is the mystery of Christ, what Abraham learned that day, and I believe Isaac did too, is that God will send a perfect sacrifice for people's sin. God has a plan. God has a Savior. And Abraham and Isaac needed to trust that coming, that not yet Savior for their own personal sin at that time in Genesis. So the prophecy, correctly telling the future, is not only prophecy. It is also for them, which is now our ancient history, it was for them their present reality. God has provided the perfect Lamb, Jesus. He has provided him for us and for all people who put their faith in God. You see, the people in the Old Testament are saved from sin the same way we are today, by faith. Just briefly now, let me show you this with one text. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6. Then Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Notice the process. Abraham believed. That's faith. Just as Christians believe today. Abraham believed in the Lord, just as Christians believe in the Lord today. And then the Lord reckoned it to Abraham as righteousness. Same with Christians today. When we believe in the Lord Jesus, he credits us with the righteousness of God. Jesus makes us righteous. Well, do not let the word righteous or righteousness confuse you. Just think of the word this way. Being made right with God. Whereas things in your relationship with God before Christ were all wrong, now because of what Jesus has done for you, dear Christian, you have the righteousness of Christ. Your relationship with God has been made right. That's righteousness. And that is what happened to Abraham. Now watch. That is Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapter 15. We do not read about Jesus' birth and then subsequent life and death and resurrection until Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the way over in the New Testament. That is generations upon generations of people later. There are not two different ways to be saved in the Bible. Kind of a saved by your good works in the Old Testament and saved by Jesus in the New Testament. That's not true. There has always only been one way to be saved, by faith in God. And at this moment in Genesis 22, Abraham and Isaac learn this. And then Abraham makes the prophetic statement. He correctly predicts what will come to pass. Genesis 22, verse 8, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering. The lamb is here prophesied. And there is something really profound that I want to point out here. Let's talk a little geography. This exact location where Abraham was anticipating having to sacrifice Isaac is called the land of Moriah. I'm reading in Genesis chapter 22 and now verse 2. God said, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." That's Genesis 22 verse 2. The geography of Mount Moriah is crucial to our understanding of the Bible. This is the place where the temple was built, the so-called Solomon's Temple, which was really David's temple built under Solomon's reign. So here is where the Jews came to offer their unblemished lambs as burnt sacrifices for the forgiveness of their sins during the days of the temple. And incredibly, Moriah is closely situated to Jerusalem, and the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified perhaps not on the same spot as where Abraham was to sacrifice Isaac, but close, very close. Golgotha, where Christ was crucified, is right there. So do you understand the geographic ramifications of God sending Abraham and Isaac, the sacrifice, to Moriah? It's prophetic. This geographic location points to the future place where Jesus, the Lamb of God, will be killed. This is why we seek understanding of the Old Testament. The Old Testament, on every page, points to Christ. If you want to understand Jesus Christ, and I pray you do, then you cannot thoroughly know him until you know him in the Old Testament too. Having seen that connection and understanding that the Lamb is second prophesied, let's move on to our third insight, gleaned from Dr. Pink. Following the Lamb in Scripture, we see now the Lamb applied. The Lamb applied. This is really striking. To understand application, we will go to Exodus chapter 12. Exodus 12. If you have not read and understood this chapter, you will need more time to understand the significance of the Jewish Passover than I can give this time and next time. But as a start, might I suggest that you pick up a Bible and read Exodus chapter 12 tonight? This way you will be better prepared for our next time together. It's Exodus 12. This is a crucial chapter for the entire Bible, and I am looking forward to diving into it with you. John the Baptist calls Jesus the Lamb of God, and we have seen the Lamb typified and prophesied and soon applied in Scripture. I hope this is making sense to you and that you'll continue with us. One day's teaching builds on the day before it, so stay tuned. And you can always hear this again on the God Is podcast and get each day's manuscript so you can read along from godisministry.org. Do that and join us again next time because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.